Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Hollins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Rabule. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rich Becker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frankie Rodriguez. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kevin Mitchell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Gordon. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch hits a fly ball into right field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is called out on strikes. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cordero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Becker moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Becker moves to third. Mears moves to second. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Becker scores. Mears moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Nehring moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Red Sox, 1. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Nehring scores. Greenwell moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly throws the ball into Mears, who relays the ball to Knobloch, who tags Mitchell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Greenwell scores. Valentin scores. Vaughn moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollins moves to second. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rabule is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a fly ball into left field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lawton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenwell throws the ball into Cordero, who tags Lawton, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mears moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kelly. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greenwell moves to third. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Greenwell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards first. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hollins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon juggles the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rabule hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Hansel now pitching. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabule fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Becker strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentin strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Kevin Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Milt Kiler now playing center field. Troy O'Leary now playing right field. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawton hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cordero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 3 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eric Bennett now pitching. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kelly. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Stanley strikes out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nehring is hit by the pitch. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kelly. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. O'Leary scores. Nehring goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Greenwell moves to third. Valentin moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hollins hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chip Hale pinch hits for Jeff Rebule. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Becker is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.